Recent legal cases in Philadelphia have brought attention to the crime of human trafficking. During the Super Bowl, warnings were issued about the rise in sex trafficking around major sporting events. Advocates for victims say there's still much to be done. WHYY Urban Life correspondent Elizabeth Fiedler reports.
A Philadelphia man forces a 15-year-old girl to have sex for money, threatening to kill her if she tells anyone or runs away. Brothers smuggle young Ukrainians into the country and force them to work as cleaners in stores in and around Philadelphia. Both are real local examples of human trafficking. One is domestic and part of the sex trade. The other involves international trafficking for labor purposes.
Human trafficking is modern-day slavery.
Hugh Organ is Associate Executive Director for Covenant House, Pennsylvania, the largest nonprofit shelter for runaway, homeless, and trafficked youth in the Philadelphia area. He says he doesn't think people are aware the Philadelphia area has a large trafficking problem, even though it's going on right in front of them.
You could have a labor trafficking victim inside a restaurant. You could have someone who cleans your office building could be a labor trafficking victim. With the case that was here in Philadelphia, they were cleaning crew that was forced to clean places. So, I mean, you could have a janitor who's a human trafficking victim, a nanny. We work with nannies who were human trafficking victims who were being forced to work 10 to 12 hours a day, being beaten whenever complained.
He says it's difficult to pinpoint the size of the trafficking problem, but the Philadelphia area's volume of tips indicates there is a significant amount of the crime. He advises people to do what they can to help by calling the National Human Trafficking Hotline if they think they see a victim, so law enforcement can investigate.
We both have domestic and international trafficking going on here in Philadelphia. Domestic trafficking and international trafficking looks different at times. Domestic trafficking is a little more out in your face kind of things, like the girls on the avenue under pimp control prostitution.
Like Anne Marie Jones. She entered the world of trafficking when she was in her early 30s. It was 2003, and she started using crack.
I wound up in the streets of Kensington Avenue for the next 13 years. I was prostituting. I met a man, and he was from New York, and he had told me that he was a pimp from New York.
Jones fell in love with the man who became her pimp. She says that's when her life turned into a nightmare. He beat her, putting her in the hospital for weeks with broken ribs and black eyes. Each time, she says, the pimp made promises to lure her back. It wasn't the money or even the drugs that kept her working the streets, she says. She kept doing it because she craved his love. Telling her story brings Jones to tears.
Being involved with a pimp, they are so controlling and manipulative, and they can have you believing that the sky is purple instead of blue. Like, they can change your whole way of thinking. And I guess my whole life, I was just looking for someone that wanted to love me. He played a good game, and the way he manipulated me into believing that he loved me.
While human trafficking has many forms, international, domestic, sex, labor, it can simply be defined as labor or commercial sex induced by force, fraud, or coercion, or if the person is under the age of 18. It includes the sex trafficking of U.S. women, as well as labor trafficking situations where people are often brought to work in U.S. nail salons, massage parlors, restaurants, and as farm workers and nannies from other countries, especially Southeast Asia. Human trafficking exists far beyond the city's boundaries.
We actually had a case very close to us.
Jordan Curlin is the director of Freedom and Restoration for Everyone Enslaved, or FREE, a volunteer group based in Berks County. He says when in doubt, it's worth taking the time to call in a tip, because one person's observations can be critical, like in a local case a few years ago.
It was a nail salon in a Walmart where a lady that was getting her nails done was suspicious because she was always able to have conversations with the women that were doing her nails, except when there was an older lady within the room that gave her suspicion. So she called it in as a tip, and it turned out these women were being trafficked.
Curlin says one-third of trafficking victims who are rescued are saved because an everyday person called in a tip. He says his organization is working to put together a translator team to improve communication with people who might be victims of human trafficking. For WHYY News, I'm Elizabeth Fiedler.